So let's start us off. So last week we did a Mishnah. The Mishnah had an interesting machlok between Behuda and the Rabbanan in a situation where many Edom Zomim, many people were found to be Edom Zomim. There is one, the first pair of Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon. Second pair said Imanu Hayisem. Then there were more and more pairs. Do you remember this case? There were more and more pairs. And that one pair kept saying about everybody else, I don't know what you're claiming. You were all with us at the Browns game, and that never could have happened. So Behuda says, something is off that we had on the last line. It's a tzitzizet. Something is strange. How could it be that this one pair of Edom say that all the other pair of Edom were lying? So the Gemara starts from the top of Duff. Got it? Duff Heyam and Beis. It's a tzitzizet. A filo kat rishon and nami. If you look at the simple reading of the Mishnah came to the conclusion that the first pair of witnesses can indeed be killed, but all the subsequent cannot. Again, get the case? We have 100 pairs of witnesses saying Reuven killed Shimon. The first pair made their claim. The second pair and said, you're liars. 99 more pairs of Edom come along and make the exact same claim. And if Yehuda says, oh, if 99 people make the same claim, something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. So we don't believe the about the other 99, but the first pair still gets killed for their offense. So the Gemara asked the question one second, Reb Dov. I don't understand. If you think something is fishy, then no one should get punished. If it's not, then they all should be killed. Like, what's the deal here that we're splitting? Oh, the first one we killed. But the next 99, something's too weird going on. See the Gemara's question? Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, so it's starting to become like more like not popular, but like they're increasingly like developing systems that like can make like any fake video of a person, like if the computer just has like a few images of them and a clip of them talking. So like how do you think Halacha will approach like taking like this like video evidence over people's word now that
okay,
you can make fake
excellent
videos?
So the truth is you're so I'm going to answer Reb Dov's question quickly. Can you hold this for 1 second? To answer Dov's question, Dov is making an assumption. Dov is assuming that video evidence in itself is admissible in halacha, which is not so simple. And then he's asking, nowadays, that shouldn't be trustworthy because it could be fake. So first we have to examine to what level do we accept the evidence in the first place, as opposed to live testimony, which is usually the preferred method. That's question number one. Then question number two is, can we ascertain that this was doctored? I would have to imagine that while you can fake a lot of videos, anyone who's a master at technology should be able to determine if that was a fake video or not, correct?
It's
getting harder. It's getting harder, which does make it much more questionable. And it also means that a Bezdin would have to employ Reb Noyer Wolfson would have to work for the Beis Din, so he'd be able to help them out. He'd have to be a. It's no joke. I happen to know a Beis Din that my father works on has a certified accountant on retainer, because in order to be able to determine certain situations, like my father was dealing with Hasagat with a case where two pizza shops were complaining of Hasagat Gvul. There was this complaint about the two pizza shops. My father and they both brought their books in to the Beis Din, and they look at the books, and everyone's losing money. My father says, it doesn't make any sense. How are they both open? Everyone's losing money. And then, of course, when you look a little deeper into the accounting, you discover, yeah, because this first company, this first pizza shop, has everybody getting a salary. The four-year-old has a salary. The seven-year-old has a salary. The dog has a salary. So they're making money. Just the company, the business isn't making money, but the family is fine. So that's a good question. We'd have to have technological experts. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, top line, so the Gemara says, manav shach, I don't understand. If we think there's a conspiracy going on, then no Edom should be punished. So Amar Bevo, shekid mevahargu. Rebevo said, what happened in this case was, basically, Bevo says, ain hachinami, that's correct. We already killed the first pair of witnesses because we thought they were liars, and then the second pair comes. So the Gemara says, Mada havi havi, what happened havi? Ela Amar Rava, so the Gemara says, that's not a proof. That's Mada havi havi. That already happened in the past. It doesn't really be as relevant to our discussion. Ela Rama Rava, hachi kama. So Rava says, this is what it means. Im ein ela kat achat nerga, in their regas. If there's only one kat, only one pair, they get killed, because the second pair says the first pair were a bunch of liars. But if there are more, if there are 100 pairs, then no one gets killed. Which makes sense logically. The problem is, it doesn't fit the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Belvad, alone. B'habal vadka amar. So the Gemara says, Kasha. The Gemara says, Enach, I don't have an answer. The Gemara is very perplexed. Now the Gemara tells a story. Hayitza. So Asi Sadi Vishtaka. There was a woman who brought two witnesses, and they were found to be liars. Asi Sadi Vishtaka. She brings the second pair of witnesses, and they're liars. Azla Asi Sadi Achrini Delo Ishtaka. She brings the third pair of witnesses, and no one's proven them to be liars. But what's the scenario? Two witnesses, two pairs she's brought, they're liars. Third pair brings, they haven't proven to be liars. Do we suspect her or not? For Morty Myers, would you suspect her? That she, or you'd say, this time they're telling the truth. So says the Gemara, I'm Reish Lakish, Huxta Kazu. Reish Lakish says, she has a chazakah. She has a pattern of bringing false witnesses. We haven't yet caught this third pair, but we're not going to trust them. Amale Rebbe Lazar says, Im hi huxaka, call Yisrael mi huxakin. Rebbe Lazar says, Reb Zik, just because she's found to be false, did that mean that the rest of Am Yisrael are all a bunch of liars? This pair of Edom came, yes, she brought them, but this is Jacob Israel's dam and Menachem Edelstein, two most upright, outstanding, integral members that we have. Just because the same woman brought them doesn't mean that they're liars. That's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, so there was a time when they were sitting in front of Rav Yochanan. The same story happened in front of them. I'm Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, Reish Lakish was consistent. He said, look, this person has an established pattern of bringing false witnesses, so they're not trustworthy. I'm Rav Yochanan. Im Huxakazu, call Yisrael me Huxakar. Rav Yochanan said, what do you mean? Just because she had the chazakah of bringing false witnesses, are all of Am Yisrael believed to be not trustworthy? We trust the witnesses. They weren't proven to be false. So then he realized that Rabbi Lazar had heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Reish Lakish had the same dispute with Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like the Gadol Hador. So he goes and sees Rabbi Lazar and he says, Hadar Chazid Rabbi Lazar, Bishus. He sees Rabbi Lazar and he gets angry at him. He says, Amar Lei, Shamat Mili, Mi Bar Navcha, V'lo Amart Li, Mishmei. He said, you heard something from the Rebbe. You heard something from the great Rabbi Yochanan. You didn't tell me. We had that machlokas yesterday and you said it was your opinion. It wasn't your opinion, it was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. You should have told me. He wasn't too happy. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Leimer Reish Lakish Tamak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Tamak Rabbanan. So the Gemara suggests perhaps this machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan parallels what we had in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda claimed that there's a conspiracy going on and Rabbanan said it's fine. Reish Lakish said she's established a pattern to be a liar. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, we trust the witnesses. It seems like it fits the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. No one wants to be pigeonholed. You know what that means, pigeonholed? You ever heard that expression? No. It's an old expression, antiquated expression. Okay, so it means as follows. No one wants to be forced into a position. Reish Lakish doesn't want to only be like one person. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't only want to be like one person. Both want to be able to fit, like, both views. How are we going to do that? So the Gemara says, Leimer, initially the Gemara suggests, Leimer, Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbanan. Perhaps Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbanan, which would be the initial logical way to assume that the machlokot match up. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Amalach Reish Lakish, another Amalach Afila Rabbanan. Reish Lakish says, I could even agree with the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam de lakad kamahader. Why the Rabbanan say that all the people are trustworthy? Because there isn't any individual going to search and bring them these witnesses. The story in Reish Lakish, there was a woman bringing in the witnesses, and she's the one who is not trustworthy. Avalhacha, ikad kamahadra. Reish Lakish said, the reason I said these witnesses were invalid was because who brought them into court? Jacob Israel, Menachem Edelstein, Tzadikim. Truth, most trustworthy person, but who brought you into court? This woman who brought two false witnesses beforehand. We can't trust you. That's why it's different. That's what Reish Lakish says. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amalach Anada Amrefkid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, conversely, my opinion can even match up with Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kanla Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Darminan. Atu Kuli Alma Gabi Hadi Havi Kadime. Akaimi, excuse me. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a conspiracy? Because if one pair of witnesses says about 100 other pair of witnesses that they're all liars, that's mind-blowing. That doesn't make any sense. That couldn't have happened. Aval hacha, hani yadi b'sadusa, v'hanali yadi b'sadusa. But here in Rabbi Yochanan's case, the first pair of witnesses didn't know, the second pair did. That's not so bizarre. So therefore, the Gemara says, either one can work like either position. Now we get to a Mishnah. We're going to go Mishnah to Mishnah, coast to coast, and send you off into the wild yonder. I said the Mishnah, ein heidim zomim ne'ragin achi yigmar hadin. The rule of heidim zomim is very striking. Edom Zomim are not punished if they are successful. Again, what happened? Let's say the Edom Zomim case is. Who are my two witnesses? Rav Morocco, you're going to be in Eid Zomim for a moment. Only theoretical. You'd never do such a thing. You and Rav Nathan Weider, again, two righteous individuals, but for argument, for only for the purposes of today, are being false witnesses. If you say false witness testimony that Reuven killed Shimon, if you say Reuven killed Shimon and Reuven actually gets killed, and then we find your liars, what happens to you? Nothing. What only happens to you is, if you were successful in getting him, Reuven found guilty, okay? It's like a very small sweet spot. If you say testimony and nothing happens, you're not punished. If you say testimony, you're successful, you're not punished. If you say testimony, Reuven Nathaniel Sokoloff, and he's found guilty, so you were successful, it's attempted murder, but he's not actually killed, that's when the Eidim Zomim get killed. That's what the Mishnah says. And that's against what the Tzedukim say. Who are the Tzedukim? Those people who interpreted Torah Shabbatav differently. The Tzedukim said the only time you Eidim Zomim are punished is only when they're actually successful in getting the person killed, which is not the way our Mesorah has it. Why? It's a soul for a soul. That means he has to get killed. So we answered to them. The Chachamim said, the Pasuk says you punish them for what they wanted to do to their brother. Brother, of course, being colloquial, because you tried to get him killed. I hope you don't do that to your brothers. Right? That's not really a brother. So he says, the implication is your brother is still alive. Why does it say a soul for a soul if he's not really dead? So the Gemara Mishnah explains, maybe the very fact that Nathan Weider and David Morocco in our theoretical, hypothetical case, the mere testimony is enough, says the Gemara, no. The only punishment comes until Gemir Adin, until they were found, they were successful in their testimony, and he was found guilty, but not, he was not yet killed. Now the Gemara says, going to elaborate on this point. Tana Baribi Amar, lo hargu ne'aragin, hargu ein ne'aragin. Baribi says this strange phenomenon is almost counterintuitive. If they don't kill the person, then they get killed. If they are successful, they zomim, then they do not get killed. Amar Aviv, b'ni lav kal v'chomeri. So his father said to my son, that makes no sense. It should be a kal v'chomer. If they tried to get someone killed and weren't successful, they get killed. If they killed him, they should surely be killed. So the Gemara says a very important principle. Amalo lamdeinu rabbeinu she'ein onshin min hadin. He says you cannot get a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Okay? You can't use a kal v'chomer to get a punishment from the Torah. That's what he says. As we proved, the Sanya, Isha sheyikacha chosso bat aviv v'bat imo, ein li ela bat aviv shlo bat imo, bat imo shlo bat imo v'bat aviv minayin, means as follows. The person is engaged in an illicit relationship with a half-sister. The Torah said if he's with the half-sister on his father's side, half-sister on his mother's side, really not so pleasant stuff. Really, really cringeworthy. So we say in those circumstances, he's going to get punished. The Gemara said, well, you know, his half-sister is on either side. What about his full sister? Samad Loma, the Pasuk says, Ervas Achosu Gila, to tell me that even his full sister, if he sleeps with his full sister, again, very not appropriate, he's going to get punished as well. So the Gemara says, Acha Yomar Yeshli Bedin, Im Anash Abbas Aviv Shlabas Emo, Bas Emo Shlabas Aviv, Bas Eva Aviv, Bas Emo Lokoshkein. Why do I need another Pasuk? If he's punished with being in an improper relationship with his half-sisters, of course he's going to be punished if he's with his full sister. Says the Gemara, Halamadach ain't Onshim Min Hadin. The rule is that you cannot give punishment. It's logical. But we're not going to punish person unless the Torah is explicit. You cannot come up with your own kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, there are two components. There's the punishment, and there's also the warning. The Torah gives a warning, and it describes the punishment. Says the Gemara, onesh shamanu. We learned that rule about an onesh. Azhar minayin. How do you know the same thing is true about the warning itself, that you do not have warnings based on a kal v'chomer? So we said as follows. Tama lomar. Ervos bas isha saviko, meledes saviko achos kohi. Achal yamar. So he says, did I just move to place? Sorry, right? Ain li ela bas aviv shlabas imo, bas imo shlabas aviv, bas aviv bas imo minayin tamed lomar ervos bas eishes avika moledes avika chos kohi. The same idea. but this time not in terms of the punishment, but in terms of the mere warning itself. So the Gemara says, Achlo Yomar, Yeshi Min Hadin, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me I'm warned against this illicit relationship? If I already know, Maim Huzer Abbas, Imo Shlabas Aviv, have I warned about a young lady who is the daughter of my mother, not the daughter of my father, who bas aviv shlabas imo, and conversely, the daughter of my father, not the daughter of my mother, bas aviv bas imo, lo kol shekain. Obviously, my whole full sister I am prohibited to be with. So the Gemara says, Olamada, chain mesir min hadin, in the same rule, you cannot get even a warning based on the Kal v'chomer. You can't deduce it. Either the Torah says it's forbidden, or it does not. A few lines left, gentlemen, to bid you adieu. So the Gemara says, that's about the question of Chayve Misa, Chayve Malkos Minayin. How do I know this whole rule of Edom Zoman applies to getting Malkos as well? Tamad Lomar, Russia is a Gzeira Shava. You feed the same phrase in two places, so the same rule applies to Malkos. Chayve Golios Minayin, what is Golios? Exile. Who goes to Golos?
Us.
No, we're in Golos, but who gets sent to Golos? People with Tzarat, that's true, but in this case, it's people who have killed accidentally. We'll do that more in the next parak. How do I know that as well? So the Gemara says, Asi Ratzeach, Ir Miklat, Ribzik, Ir Miklat, Isi Ratzeach, Ratzeach, also Xeris Shava. Now the Gemara says a story. Tanya, a wild story to end today's Gemara. Tanya, because even though we won't finish the Mishnah, but the next daf on Vav Amud Aleph is a little shorter, so we'll pick up the Mishnah next week. Or not, we'll be on retreat, we'll pick up whatever we pick up. Tanya, Amar Yehuda ben Taboy. Erev in Achama, im lo harakti yedzom, im lahotim yilivin shal tzadukim. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, I am so happy that I killed an Eidzomim to show the tzadukim they were wrong. I had a judgment, there was a guy who was an Eidzomim, and I killed him, not like the tzadukim who think he shouldn't have been killed. I proved them wrong. They said, the tzadukim said in our Mishnah, that the Eidzomim isn't killed unless the victim was actually killed. We don't pass in that way. And I am so happy that I did the right halacha. I got this guy killed, not like the tzadukim. Problem was, the rule is, you only kill an Eid Zomeim if both witnesses are found to be Eid Zomeim. And in this case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy killed a single Eid Zomeim. So the Gemara says, Amalo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach said to him, Erev ben Achamim lo shafach the damnaki. Shimon ben Shetach says, you spilled innocent blood. You thought you were being zealous and protecting the honor of the Chachamim against the Tzadukim, you actually killed someone incorrectly. Shari Amr Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Eina Eidim Zomim Neragin Ad Shiyazumu Shneihem. Vein Lokan Ad Shiyazumu Shneihem. One person can be disqualified, but he cannot be punished on himself. He's only punished if both witnesses are found to be liars. So actually, you thought you were being really good. You killed someone. He shed innocent blood. Kibbul Allah Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, Sheina Mara Hara Ella Lesnei Shimon ben Shetach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said, that's it. I am never giving any halachic ruling again unless Shimon ben Shetach agrees, because clearly I messed up. Moreover, it says, Chayam of Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, Haya Mishtateach HaKivra Shel Oso Ha'ed. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy would constantly spend his time at the cemetery by the burial place of this witness that he killed incorrectly. And the Gemara says, "Oyakolu nishman." There would be a voice being heard from the grave. Ukisvur na'am lomra koloshel harug. Everyone thought it was like the spooky voice of the person who was killed emerging from the grave. Amro koli shalihu. So he said, "No, it's my voice." Hayed v'hayotedu l'machru humeis ein kolu nishma. And we know that was true because the next soon when he died, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy died, the voice stopped. It was his wailing. He felt so terrible that he had killed this witness, but he thought we were doing the Shem Shemayim, but he was really wrong. Menachem Edelstein, question before we get to the last line.
If he incorrectly killed someone on the basis that they killed someone, why would he kill them?
Excellent question. So the whole, because he may not have done an action that he didn't do anything via Dayim, he just did a wrong ruling, so he'll get punished in Shemayim, but Bethan doesn't have the mechanism of killing him. The last line of the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Rav, Rav Ashi Dimu Bedina Kam Bahadei, Inami Piyusi Paisi. The Gemara, the discussion, what exactly happened, perhaps, maybe it's not indicative of the fact that it was him, maybe he was just, the soul was appeased by the fact that he had died. Nonetheless, that's where the Gemara concludes. Gentlemen, that finishes our learning for today. We will pick up this Mishnah, God willing, in the future.